and welcome to Inside the Artist. My name is Rachel Corman. My guest today is Olivia Grace. She is a recording artist. I interviewed Olivia around a couple years ago on Balcony TV, and we've stayed in touch over the years, and she hit me up to let me know about her new music that she's releasing, and I was like, all right, come on the podcast. Let's have a little bit longer conversation. And she was so open, and that's what I love so much about doing this. I feel like you get to get a little bit closer to the artist and really get to know who they are, especially with musicians, just because a lot of the people I interview, you know, talk about writing from personal experiences, and Olivia does share a couple personal experiences of where her writing comes from. So I thought that was really cool. But yeah, you'll hear it all in our interview coming up. So sit back, relax, and enjoy my interview with Olivia Grace. So we were just talking about how we met on Balcony TV.
Yes.
And you didn't live in LA at the time.
No, I was visiting. I was here, I think, for like 3 weeks. And yeah, I was just doing a bunch of little radio interviews and, you know, performances. And Balcony TV was one of them.
So what made you want to move to LA after that? Well, it was our interview, wasn't it? It was so great that you just wanted to move here.
Well, I have to give you the backstory. So okay. This was like, I think, my second trip to LA, and my first trip to LA, I hated it. I was here for, well, I loved like my, what I was doing here, which was the ASCAP Expo. And like, I was actually doing a panel, and that part was really fun. But like the day before, like I was going to like have this cute little like walk on the beach. Like it was going to be all like my little Venice day trip, and then I broke my foot, and like, it was just like the whole trip, like I was staying like in a weird area, and like I was like, I don't like the city. And then I was like, I'm just gonna come back and like, you know, reconnect with everybody and kind of do some sessions. And I came out here again, and like I was meeting so many great people, and like it was so fun, and I just really felt the sense of community during that trip. And I met, as I was kind of telling you, I was doing the Balcony TV, and there was a songwriter on the roof, and she was there for another artist, and we started talking, and her name's Shay, and we just really connected. And she was talking about LA, and she had moved from New York as well. And the next day we like went to the beach together for like 5 hours just talking. And wow. I was like, wow, like it's to connect with people like that, and especially in music, is just really like, I want to be around that like all the time. And she's still a good friend, but yeah, I just really love the energy.
Did she just give you her perspective of what it's like living in LA in the music industry?
Totally. And like, I think we just connected just both of our personalities, but then also that she had come from LA as well, from New York. So we just kind of had that connection and could relate.
You're from Baltimore, Maryland.
Yeah.
And you went to college in Chicago, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so you've kind of lived a bunch of places.
Yeah, it's funny because, like, I look back on old articles and it'll be, like, Baltimore songstress. And I'll be, like, New York. And it's, like, no one knows. Like, I keep moving. But
when I was doing some research on you, I kind of saw that. And I was like, all right, let's talk about everywhere you've lived.
Yeah.
What's been your favorite place, et cetera.
Oh, man, every place has been so different. So I grew up in Maryland. Like, I grew up 45 minutes north of Baltimore. But it, obviously, it was pretty close. And then I went to school in Chicago, and honestly, Chicago is still one of my favorite cities. Like, a lot of my best friends are there. It's obviously very cold, so I don't miss that.
Chicago's a great city.
I love Chicago. It's so good, though. I went back for New Year's while it was, like, freezing, but it was really fun. And New York, I did like New York, and I still have some good relationships from there, but I didn't find myself being as productive there. I didn't find the sense of community as strongly as when I, like, moved here. And again, LA was kind of like, I kept doing a few trips before deciding to move, and I think that really helped the transition. And honestly, I really can't see myself, I mean, you know, if an opportunity takes me somewhere else, I would consider moving, but I really, like, see myself here for a while.
That's so great.
Yeah.
What else do you like about it besides the community, the energy of the music industry here?
So it's kind of funny. I'm still, you know, new to it in a way. Like, I started about a year ago, but I love hiking. Like, I love the nature and, like, driving through the mountains.
Where are your favorite hikes? Because I'm a big hiker as well.
I love, I don't know how far away it is from here, but the Verdugo Mountains, like, kind of near Burbank.
That's one I don't know about.
Okay,
that's
so it's, like, a little spot. Like, it's not in the Angeles Forest. It's not towards Santa Monica, but it's, like, I think, east, like, a little north northeast of Griffith Park, and if I'm wrong, but I think it's like a little northeast, and it's really not that far from the city. But like, I did a 6-mile hike, and I saw like 2 people, and like, it just felt like I was in the middle of nowhere.
It's better to go to places like that than Runyon, where it's like so busy and so touristy. It's like nice. I agree with you. And you hike when there's not a lot of people, because then you can kind of soak in the nature a bit more and really enjoy the hike, because there's not all like the busyness.
Totally. And like, I do like Griffith Park a lot, just because like, it's easy to access. And I've done some good hikes like towards Malibu. But yeah, I feel like when I'm hiking, I just kind of want to like clear my head. And like, I'm not like, I'm still like panting while I'm hiking, like sweating. And I'm like, I don't want to be around people. I just want to like get into it and like, I don't know, get lost in my own head, I guess.
So tell me about, when did you first have a passion for music?
Well, I think the passion, I mean, maybe my mom or my dad have like different memories from when I was even younger, but like, I think around like before I was even, I started writing music around age 8. Like, I got a keyboard as a gift from my parents, but before then, like, I used to love just journaling. Like, I had like notebooks full of like really weird short stories. And then like, I got a keyboard, and it was like a children's keyboard, and it had songs kind of built into it. So I started learning how to play those. And then I just like, once I kind of ran out, I started making my own songs, and that's kind of how it progressed into what it is today.
Did you ever think of another career path, or was it always music from the beginning?
It was always music, but like, of course, when I was like 8, I was like, I'm gonna be a pop star, I'm gonna be a dolphin trainer, like, I'm gonna be an archaeologist. Like, I loved, like, I don't know.
Dolphin trainer. Okay, tell me a little bit more about that.
I had like an obsession, and I still kind of deal with dolphins. Like, I just love, I love dolphins. I just think they're really cool.
Have you ever like ridden on the back
holding
a dolphin? I did too when I was little, and it was like the best time.
It
of my
was
life.
So cool. It was in, I don't even know. I was in high school, and it was in Mexico. It was just like an amazing experience. And like, if they felt like, I didn't expect them to feel how they did. I was like,
but you're really into dolphins.
I was really into dolphins, especially at age 8. Yeah.
So you have a new single out now called Higher Ground.
I do.
Tell me about it.
So the song came out in, I think like late November, early December. And I just released the music video for it like this past week, but I wrote the song several months prior. And at the time I was, I made like the decision to kind of let go of somebody who just, it wasn't a healthy relationship for me. And I think everyone can kind of relate that when you, you know, cut off somebody, that whether it's a friend, family member, relationship, I didn't just feel at least one emotion. I felt like, you know, I was angry with them, with myself. I felt disappointed that like it came to be the way that it did. I felt guilty, like maybe I hadn't done enough. And it was just like a roller coaster of emotions. Like, am I doing the right thing? Like, and so I was just really overwhelmed with emotion. And Higher Ground was about all of that, that roller coaster, and kind of feeling trapped between like all of my emotions. And the song was just very therapeutic to kind of let that go and to move forward in my life. And yeah, that's what I did.
How is music therapeutic for you? Like, how has it helped you through those tough times?
So sometimes, like, especially in that moment, like, I think I was just, like, crying. And, like, I was, like, I need to, like, I was just overwhelmed with emotions. So, like, I just went to my keyboard and I just kind of started, like, I think it's therapeutic to, like, hear, like, I don't know. It's not just going to sound, like, super hippy-dippy, but to, like, hear, like, your emotions, like, in a way. Like, it's almost like a distraction and like a relief. I don't quite know how to explain it really.
But I can imagine like having that tool and having the talent to kind of, cause we all go through that. We all go through that situation that you talked about, losing someone or letting go of someone. And it's like, yeah, those emotions are heavy and it can be really hard. So it's like, how do you get through that?
Yeah.
So it's great that you do have music and you have a platform where you can kind of express yourself that way.
Yeah. And like, I think it's just kind of being able to say things that, otherwise I wouldn't know how to. Like, there's something about music where I feel like I can express myself in a way that like maybe in conversation I wouldn't say things quite the way that I am when I'm writing.
I also read that the song is about putting yourself first.
Yeah, I think that came with, and it's something that I've been thinking a lot about, but with boundaries, you know, at that time I felt like I was just putting like the concerns of the other person and like their needs and like all of that before myself. And it was like, because of that, like, I was in a really not a great place. Like, I just felt very sick, like, emotionally and, like, physically, and because I just wasn't taking care of myself. And so kind of setting that limit, being like, you know what, like, sometimes things, like, reach their course. Like, I don't have to, like, try and, like, save everything in a way.
But to take care of yourself.
Yeah, you exactly.
Can't put it all to another person.
Totally. So
I mean, that's a lesson, though, I think a lot of people need to learn. I mean, me included.
Yeah.
I think that's a common thing when you have a caring heart and you care about someone, you want to give them your all, but then sometimes you lose yourself in the process.
Yeah.
And you don't fulfill your needs and what you need, and it's about giving yourself the self-love.
Exactly. And I actually was having a conversation the other day about something like this, different context, but they were saying, if it's not good for you, it's not good for the relationship. Mm-hmm. And I think that can apply with so many different things. Like, if you're not taking care of yourself, like, you can't, like, support somebody else. Or it's kind of a little bit on a different note, but
no, yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah,
I do.
Yeah, so I think that's kind of, it was about putting myself first, and to do that I had to, like, remove that person from my life.
And how's it been since you've released the song? I mean, how has that felt?
It's been really good. Like, the song, like, I make music for myself, and I make music for people that can hopefully relate and find comfort in my songs. But it's always nerve-wracking putting out a new song to be like, oh gosh, like, I do hope people like this. Like, what if they don't? And, like, it got really positive feedback, I think, and I wasn't expecting the support that it got. So it was a really nice feeling, and just felt really good to kind of release that song, because it was kind of like releasing that time in my life as well.
And let's talk about the music video.
Yeah.
It has you dancing in this, like, red room. Where did you get that idea from?
It's kind of weird, actually, because when I write songs, I just kind of get all these, like, visuals in my head. Like, I'm, like, making a movie in my mind. And, like, I also saw, like, I don't know why, but, like, I always just saw myself, like, sitting on a stool in a red room with, like, a disco ball. Like, there wasn't a disco ball in the video, but, like, just kind of, like, I don't know why that just image came to me. And so I met with the director, like, Bia is her name, and we talked about it, and I kind of felt like, for the context of the song and, like, all the different emotions that there were, like, dancing was kind of the best way to express that. And we worked with a choreographer, Victoria, and she was amazing to work with, but she helped me to, you know, form all the moves and, like, you know,
are
to
you
do that.
Are you a dancer as well?
That's up to perspective, I guess. I've done dance classes. When I was little, I danced, and I've tried different types of dance as an adult, but, like, I wouldn't say I'm a dancer. So I guess in that video I was. But.
And I thought it was interesting that it was, like, just you in the video, so it really kind of shows, now that we know, like, what the music is about, that it's, like, your release in a way. It kind of makes sense. Like, you're dancing to kind of get that energy out. Am I right?
Totally. Like, it was a very I wanted to be introspective. Like, I didn't really, the only time you see, like, possibly anybody else is, like, in the very beginning, like, a hand takes a stool out from under me.
Right.
And that's kind of very symbolic of, like, feeling like, things have been shaken up in a way, and, like, I'm trying to, like, once, like, that safe little spot is removed, it's, like, it's myself, like, dancing throughout the video, and, like, trying to, yeah, like you're saying, releasing all this energy. And then you also, in the video, there's another part, I think, when it comes to after the chorus, it kind of looks like somebody's looking at me through a window. And that's also kind of like, it's like somebody else is watching me kind of go through all these experiences, and just kind of not being, I don't know. Yeah, it's just.
It's a fun video. Everyone should check it out.
Thanks. Yeah, I'm really excited that's finally out.
What are some challenges you faced as an artist?
Honestly, all the challenges are within myself. It's a lot of, I have anxiety just in a general way anyway, but especially with music, like, it's really hard, I think. I think social media is great, but it's also hard not to compare yourself to what your peers are doing. And it's something I'm working on, is to just, you know, sometimes I get hard on myself. I'm like, if I'm not doing 10 things a day, if I'm not writing, like, a new song, like, this many times a week or whatever it is, it's like, oh, am I doing enough? And kind of always, like, questioning myself. And something I've been working on is to, you know, all experiences, whether it's in music or whether I'm hiking or road tripping or whatever it might be, like, these experiences outside of music still help me to write songs and to, like, you can't just write from nowhere. So, like, I'm trying to just be less hard on myself, and that's kind of been my biggest challenge, so.
That's a lot of, it's a common theme I hear from a lot of artists, and I can relate to what you're saying as well, especially living in LA. I just interviewed an actress who was talking about the challenge of just LA because everyone here is hustling.
Yeah.
And there is always like that, oh, I can always be doing more because this one's doing this and this one's doing this. And it's so hard to like take the time just for yourself because you're deserving of it and because like it's okay to like take a day off and go on a road trip or do that. But it's like, it's just the hustle and bustle, I think, of this city.
Yeah.
Like I say, like I'm guilty of it too. Like I relate to what you're saying as far as like I have some time off from work right now, but I still feel like I need to do this and I do this.
Yeah.
So I can just like enjoy it and just relax. So I definitely think that that's, So how do you kind of like put that aside, put the music aside and just like be easier on yourself?
It's so difficult. Yeah, it's really difficult. I'd say honestly, hiking has been like such a great like therapeutic activity for me and just kind of getting lost in nature, not feeling like when I go on hikes, I kind of feel like I'm just somewhere, especially in LA, like our mountains are so like beautiful and like you can feel like you're just in a totally different place. And that's kind of therapeutic for me. And meditating is really great. I also, I have to work it into every conversation, but I got a dog 2 months ago.
I think he is maybe
like a German Shepherd mix of sorts. Like he definitely looks like he has some German Shepherd in him, but like, you know, he, like with him, like I have to take walks on a daily basis. And like, that's been really good for me and he's just been the best. So it's been therapeutic having him.
Oh, that's so nice.
Yeah.
You have to get a dog when you move to LA.
Right? Yeah. Yeah, you know what's great? One, like, I got really lucky with him because he is just so happy to be near me. And like, I brought him to the recording studio with me, and I didn't know how he would like act. And like, now he's gone to so many sessions with me, and he can just come and like, you know, however long it is, like, he'll just like, you know, lay down and like chill. Like, he just is happy to be in the room. So like, I can kind of bring him to these places with me, which really helps. Yeah.
We were talking a little bit about the community here in LA before we got started.
Yeah.
Like, what has that been like, just meeting all these artists in LA?
It's been really great. I met some good people, and I just feel like it's very supportive. Like, I can go out to a show by myself, and I'll see, like, five people I know. Like, I don't, you know, I know that I'm gonna, like, run into people, and I feel like my community is, like, constantly expanding because I'm getting introduced to more people, and, like, I've just met a lot of really kind people out here, actually, so, yeah.
What do you think separates you from other artists? What's special about Olivia Grace?
I mean, it's hard to say, I guess. I think when it comes to any artist, like, where you write from your experiences and, like, your emotions and, you know, you can't replicate that in, like, another artist. So, like, I think what I'm writing about, what I have to say is what makes me special because, like, nobody else can copy that or say that. So I think as long as I'm being genuine and honest with the people who listen to me and when I'm writing my music, like, I think that is ultimately what makes me unique naturally.
What type of stuff do you like to write about?
Whatever I'm going through. Sometimes I do like telling like stories, but then they always kind of come back to me. Lately, with what I've been writing in the last, like, since being in LA, it's all been very emotion-driven. You know, the last, like, obviously of Higher Ground, like, it was about that experience of letting go of somebody, and I do have a new single that I'm getting ready to put out. I don't have a release date for it, but it's called Body, and it was inspired by an experience I went through while I was living in New York that I'm still not quite sure how to talk about, but in a more general way, it's about a lack of respect around my own boundaries, for my body, my space, my emotional energy, and the song was a therapeutic way of expressing that and trying to find comfort, like, despite that lack of boundary, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like you write, obviously, from a very vulnerable place, and you're very open. Does that ever like, how do you do that? Is it ever scare you? Like,
oh my God. Yes, totally. I mean, it's funny because I'm actually a really private person. Like, but at the same time, I feel like when it comes to my songs, it's like I have to kind of put myself out there because, like, how else can people, like, understand and relate to what I have to say if I'm not really communicating? And I, like, just have a tendency to, like, worry a lot. Anyway, I'm like, what if this gets, like, twisted? Or, like, what if, like, this doesn't, you know, this isn't okay to say? Or, like, but at the end of the day, like, again, it kind of just comes back to, like, if I'm being honest, like, that's the best anyone can really do.
Yeah. And you're an independent artist, right?
I am.
So you're doing it all yourself?
Well, I am. But also, I just, like, earlier this year, I think, like, in January, I started working with a manager, so I'm really, he's amazing, the whole management team's amazing, and I'm kind of loosely working with, like, a booking agent now, and that's going in a good way, good direction, I mean. So I definitely have more of a support system now than, like, when I did before, but yeah, still independent otherwise.
How do you balance that between being an artist and writing music and producing your music and then doing the kind of the business side? Like,
yeah, I mean, so, and like I said, I now have a manager, management team. His name's Caleb, and the team's Killphonic, and they're really great. And so that has helped me to not feel like I'm completely doing it on my own. Like, they've been very supportive and great at helping me with that. But, you know, other than that, like, the past several years, like, I've been doing it my own, and it kind of comes back to, like, like, yes, I'm an artist, but at the same time, it's also in a way a business and a brand, and, like, trying to, you know, as much as I'd love to just keep putting music out there, it's like I want people to be able to hear that music, and to do that, like, I need to be able to play shows so people can hear me live, or, like, doing interviews so people actually get to know, like, who I am and, like, what my songs are about, and to build that relationship. So it's like you kind of have to do the business side of it, if you will, to be able to, like, get closer to listeners and that.
So what's the next step for your career? Obviously, like, you're releasing music, you have another song coming out, like you said, like, what's the next tier for you?
Yeah, so we're kind of working on getting an album or, like, a collection of work together right now, and also getting ready to maybe tour, like, by next fall, and getting everything needed for that together.
You haven't done a tour yet, have you?
No. And what's really exciting, like, when you met me, I was playing acoustic, and now, like, since working with Caleb, my manager, I have a band, and, like, I'm playing shows that aren't acoustic, so, like, it's kind of opened up a bunch of opportunities for me in that sense.
Oh, cool. So yeah, you kind of hear, like, the music come alive a little bit more with the whole band.
It's so cool. I love it. Like, it's been really fun just even, like, not playing keyboard and just, like, be able to dance around stage and, like, connect with the audience in a different way. I love it.
What do you hope people feel from your music?
I guess, like, somebody out there can relate to them. Like, they have somebody who know, like, understands what they're going through. Like, I really want my songs, when I write music, like, they do come from specific places of emotion, but at the same time, when I'm writing, I really like using a lot of metaphors and almost leaving it where it's still vulnerable, it's still intimate, but it's slightly vague enough that, like, it can be related to in a lot of different ways, and so I think that's important for me. I just want people to be able, if I can make somebody feel connected to through my music, then that's, like, one of the most important things.
Who are some of your favorite artists? I'm sure you get asked that a lot, yeah, but I want to hear you kind of elaborate more on who your favorite artist is, and then, like, what are the feelings, like, you got from them?
You know, I listen to, like, currently right now, like, the music I listen to, not all of it, but most of it is very different than what I sound like. I love Bossa Nova. Like, I love Stan Getz. I listen to a lot of that. It just makes me feel good. And then also, like, Daniel Caesar is one of my favorite artists. Like, I probably play him, I don't know, every other day. Like, I love him. There's a French artist, Claire Lefou, who I think is really fun. Who else am I listening to right now? Trying to think. I, like, almost want to open my music collection and see. Oh, Jungle. I love Jungle. I don't know. I like listening to, like, a lot of different types of music. It just really depends. Like if I, sometimes I have music I go to and I'm like, I just need to cry right now. And then I have music I want to listen to and I'm like drinking wine and I'm cleaning and I just want to like vibe out. So it just, I don't know. I listen to a lot of different things.
Who are some artists you listened to when you were younger that made you want to be an artist?
I stole a lot of jazz and like Frank Sinatra, Nat King Cole, because my dad would play so much of that. But then also Nora Jones, who still has a lot of jazz to her. But I listened to a lot of Nora Jones and Fleetwood Mac, who's still one of my favorite bands. And then in high school, like, I did get very into Lana Del Rey. She's great. And also, when I was younger, Michelle Branch, loved her. Yeah, those are like a few, all very different, obviously.
How would you describe your type of music?
Alternative pop, I would say. Kind of quirky, but dark, emotional. And yeah, kind of all that combined into one where it's still playful, but still dark and in a weird way, maybe cinematic. Yeah.
How has the response been? Have you had any people reach out to you and been like, I really connected to the song?
Yeah, it's cool. Like, I've had a couple of messages on Instagram from people who are, like, in other countries, and they're like, I found your song on the Spotify playlist, and I really like it. And I had someone ask me, like, it's cool because, like, when one song's doing well, like, people, if they really connect with it, they're listening to your other stuff as well. So, like, I had a song I put out a couple years ago called Two Strings, and I don't even know where they live, but, like, they messaged me, and they're like, I love it so much, and they're like, can you send me the lyric? Because like, I can't find it anywhere. And I just thought that was like the coolest thing. Like it was like made my life. Like I was just so excited. And like I was in a session with my producer last night actually. And he mentioned how he had a session with somebody else. And she was like, yeah, I heard the song on like a Spotify playlist and it's really cool. And I was like, I'm like, this is like the best feeling. Just like being able to be recognized for like the work that you do and having people connect to it. Yeah, it's like the best feeling.
Are you finding, I mean, for lack of a better word, are you finding more success in LA than you did in Brooklyn?
I think so. I just think finding more of a community, and because so much of the music industry is out here, like I'm definitely still growing and have like a lot to go, but I've found that there has been more growth and progress here than and other places I've lived. And that might even have to do, you know, I was still, when I was living in New York, I was technically still in college, but I was finishing online. Like I had to fly back to Chicago to graduate. So I was like still kind of like, you know, consumed with that. Whereas now, like since being in LA, I've just been able to focus on music. And I think that's also really helped.
Have you had to do any like side jobs while you're here? Oh, like, how do you survive?
Oh yeah. I have a couple of different jobs that I'm doing. And then before, they've been pretty stable for a while, but before that, I was doing a lot of freelance work. And like I said, when I first moved out here, I was working full-time in music, and then I kind of made this, I just, it wasn't the best thing, I think, for my own artist career. But yeah, definitely a lot of time spent in other jobs. So. Yeah, kind of have to when you're here.
But, like, how do you stay motivated? Because I'm sure there's times where, you know, it's a struggle or, you know, you're waiting to get the music out or things maybe aren't going the way you want. Like, what are ways you stay motivated?
If I'm being completely honest, I have probably anxiety attacks, like at least 100%, at least like twice, like two big anxiety attacks, like at least twice a month about like, holy crap, like, am I doing enough? Like, is this going to happen? But, or like, or I shouldn't say, is this going to happen? Cause I think it is. I know it is, but it's like, how is this, like, how do I keep making this like work? Like, when, like, how, I have a lot of anxiety around it, and so staying motivated is just, like, it kind of comes down to, and it almost drives the panic attacks in a way, but at the same time, it kind of brings me back from them by asking myself, like, what else would I really want to do with the rest of my life, and when I'm feeling panicked, it's like, oh, I'm gonna, like, if this doesn't work out, like, nothing is, and then the calm part of me is, like, you know, if you just keep putting in the work and the time, like, and you're persistent, like, it is going to work. And, you know, because I can't see myself doing anything else, like, just got to keep, like, persistent with this. And, I think the love of music, like, as cheesy as that sounds, like, I just can't imagine doing anything else. So
there's no plan B for you?
No, I mean, there's...
No dolphin training. it's all music.
It really is. I mean, there's other things like skills I've acquired. But, like, you know, there's other things I guess I'm kind of good at, but not anything that I would really want to do with the rest of my life outside of music. Like, music's the one thing. It just is everything. So, yeah.
Where do you feel most at home?
Like, just, like, in a general sense, or...
Yeah, or with your music.
I really love... I think what makes me feel the most comfortable is when I'm working with people that I have a good time with, that I respect, and we're recording the songs. Like, when I'm recording the songs, sometimes it can be very emotional and difficult, especially with the song Body. It was actually a very difficult process to record that song. But generally speaking, I love being in the studio, and I love recording, and also being on stage, and, like that's the fun part. Like, I get to finally share the songs with people, so that... It's weird, because at the same time, both those things are, like, completely can be nerve-wracking, and, like, playing shows is such an adrenaline rush, but, like, at the same time, it's, like, the best feeling. And, yeah, I think that's kind of where I feel most in my element.
Where's been your most favorite place you've performed here? Or not just here, anywhere.
Let me think. Well, I got to play... Well, I'd say there's two different times. So I got to play a show in Chicago opening for this French artist, Kier de Pierre, at a venue called Lincoln Hall in Chicago. And it's like a huge venue, and I loved it. And I was playing acoustic, which was totally intimidating, but it was so fun. And like that, it's like, I want to be headlining shows like that. Like, that was like a really cool feeling. And then also here recently, I played The Resident. It was the first show of my band, or like with a full set, and that was just so, I don't know, it was like I never experienced something like that, so that's been definitely one of my favorite memories of playing in LA.
And that also probably like helps motivate you and like trust that like you're on the right path.
Yeah, because it's like it's all part of that growth and that progress. Like, this is something I wasn't doing like a year ago, so it's like these are all, there's like constantly new things happening, and like being able to, like, I think to stay level-headed, like, being able to look back and be like, what was I doing 6 months ago? What was I doing a year ago? And even if it's just a couple of things that are different, it's, like, being able to see, like, I've released, like, music videos for the first time since being here, with the first one being Safe, and now, like, I have a band, and, like, there's other things in the works that weren't happening, you know, in other places, and that helps me to, you know, maintain perspective on everything.
That's a really good reminder. Like, think of how you've grown in 6 months. I need to... look at that in
yeah.
my life.
It's so
like
helpful. It's
really helpful. Because, like, I mean, I can only speak for myself. Like, I feel, like, stuck sometimes and, oh, I need to be doing this or I should be here. But it's like, wait, look at all the growth you've done. And it's, yeah, it's a good reminder to, like, remember that.
Totally. And I feel like this year is flying by really fast. But,
yeah,
like,
it is.
It's, like, really weird. But I still think, like, you know, even looking back 6 months, like, there's been a lot of growth. And, like, it's weird, though. This year, particularly, it just feels like... It feels like it's only been, like, a couple months since New Year's to me. So...
Just means you've been busy.
Yeah, I guess so. So far, it's been a good year.
Yeah, what else have you been up to this year?
Outside of music, or...
Yeah.
Well, I have a new dog, and I have a new apartment, and obviously, like, new management, new music videos, new music, new shows.
It has been a good year for you.
Like, yeah, it's, like, been a lot of, like, new things. And I'm really excited because some of my best friends from Chicago were coming to town at the end of the month, and we're going to go Joshua Tree. Like, we got this beautiful Airbnb, and, like...
Joshua Tree's the best.
I love it. It's just going to be so nice, and, like, I've done, like, yeah, I had, like, a lot of new fun road trips since being here. I love exploring. Like, I just love it.
What is the ultimate dream for you?
I think to be able to, like, completely... be independent, like financially, not have to depend on other jobs or other, you know, sources of income besides music, and just being able to, like, be successful with my music, and to be able to, like, have my only job being, like, writing music and playing shows, and, like, and just everything kind of being around that. Like, if I can get to a place where I'm doing that, like, I feel like that is, like, the dream, to just be able to focus on music.
Well, I feel like you're heading there.
I hope so. I'm trying. I'm going for it.
You have a really positive attitude, which I think is half the battle, too. Yeah. Like, you're not getting discouraged, which I think happens sometimes.
Totally. I mean, I think it's a roller coaster, honestly. Yeah. Like I do get very emotional, but I think, like, bigger than that, like, I know that this is what I want, so it's like I just gotta suck it up and, like, keep going for it. And that's, like, I don't know, just taking it one day at a time. Yeah.
Well, it was lovely talking to you
again. Yeah, you too. Thank you so much for having me. This has been great.
Thank you for coming on. I appreciate you, how open you are. And
thank you.
I think it's important to have people like that and to have artists like that who are so open and vulnerable, because I think so many people can relate to what you're talking about. People just don't talk about it.
Yeah.
You know, but people are at home listening. Oh, yeah, I can relate to this. I can relate to the anxiety. I can, you know, I know what the struggle is.
And yeah.
Yeah, it's refreshing to hear,
Thank you
talk about that. So, and in your music as well.
I appreciate it so much. Thank you.
And where can people find you?
Well, I'm on the internet.
I'm on the interwebs.
I do have a Facebook and I do have a Twitter, but, like, I'm really bad at it. Like, I have not used them in forever, but I am pretty active on Instagram. My Instagram handle is Meet Olivia Grace, M-E-E-T Olivia Grace. And, I love getting messages from people who, like, listen to my music, and I share mostly on Instagram, so... Yeah.
And everyone check out Higher Ground.
Yes,
do it. It's available on all the platforms, right?
It is. You can find the music video even on Apple Music, and the songs on Spotify, Amazon, Tidal, whatever floats your boat.
I'll play a little bit to close the podcast as well.
Okay, cool.
Thanks so much, Olivia.
Thank you.
And that concludes my episode with Olivia. I really hope you enjoyed listening to our interview. Definitely check out her music. She's mad talented. Higher Up is available now on all the platforms, as I mentioned. She has a new song, Body, that's coming out very shortly. So definitely follow her on all the platforms. Thank you so much for listening to Inside the Artist. I'm going to leave you with a little clip of Olivia's single, Higher Ground. Rise and fall.